This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Suvendu Adhikari will take oath as the first BJP Chief Minister of West Bengal this morning. The oath-taking ceremony will be held at the Brigade Parade Ground in Kolkata. Governor R.N. Ravi will administer the oath of office and secrecy to the Chief Minister and members of the new cabinet. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, along with several union ministers and chief ministers from BJP-ruled states, will attend the event. The ceremony coincides with the 25th of Baisakh, the birth anniversary of Rabindranath Tagore, giving the event added cultural and symbolic significance. The government has appointed Lieutenant General N.S. Rajasubramani as the next Chief of Defence Staff, CDS. Ministry of Defence said that Lieutenant General Subramani will also serve as Secretary, Department of Military Affairs, with effect from the date of assumption of charge and until further orders. He will assume office after General Anil Chauhan completes his tenure on 30th of this month. The government has appointed Vice Admiral Krishna Swaminathan as the next Chief of the Naval Staff. Ministry of Defence said that Vice Admiral Swaminathan is currently serving as the Flag Officer Commanding-in-Chief of the Western Naval Command. He will succeed Admiral Dinesh Kumar Tripathi, who retires on 31st of this month. The Uttar Pradesh government is rapidly moving towards making Census 2027 more transparent, technology-driven and accurate. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath formally launched the first phase of Census 2027 in the state on Thursday. In continuation of this initiative, a self-enumeration session under Census 2027 was organized on Friday, and many ministers of state government and MPs completed their self-enumeration and marked his participation in the process. This includes Deputy Chief Ministers Keshav Prasad Maurya and Brijesh Pathak, Ministers of State Narendra Kashyap, Kapil Dev Agarwal and MP from Dumaria Ganj Jagdambika Pal. For the extensive publicity and outreach of Self-Enumeration 2027, the Yogi government will conduct awareness campaigns from the state level down to district and village levels. Instructions have also been issued to establish help desks and assistance centres for the convenience of the citizens. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Union Home Minister Amit Shah have offered tributes to Maharana Pratap on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, the Defence Minister described Maharana Pratap as a symbol of indomitable valour and unwavering pride, who dedicated his entire life to the defence of the motherland. Mr. Singh said that Pratap's unparalleled courage, valour and sacrifice will forever be etched in golden letters in the annals of Indian history. He added that the struggles of Maharana Pratap for the honour and independence of the motherland will continue to inspire generations to come. National Legal Services Authority will organise the second National Lok Adalat of 2026 across the country today. Talking to Akashwani News Member Secretary Nalsa, Sanjeev Pandey said that the initiative aims to provide amicable settlement of disputes and reduce the burden on courts through participatory and public-centric mechanisms. He said that a wide range of disputes are taken up during the Lok Adalat, including criminal compoundable cases, cheque dishonour matters and bank recovery disputes. Two new suspected cases of Hanta virus were reported yesterday, one in Spain and the other on the remote South Atlantic island of Tristan da Cunha, as experts race to contain an outbreak that began on a luxury cruise ship. The announcements in locations thousands of miles apart will fuel concern about the spread of a virus so far associated with three deaths, though the World Health Organization has repeatedly said the risk of the wider public is low and the virus does not transmit easily. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Delhi Capitals by 8 wickets at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.